As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Chance for afternoon showers if you're headed out to the Jazz Fest or the Zurich Classic. And you may want to keep that in mind as you bring the umbrella or whatever you need to do. It's going to be hot and humid, too, through the weekend. Then it dries out tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. No chance for showers, but highs near 90. We're going to talk about the 15th anniversary that we just celebrated. Well, not celebrated, recognized, I guess, of the Deepwater Horizon oil disaster. And here to discuss is Brian Roberts, Executive Director and Chief Scientist at LUMCON, Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. You know, I was saying that when it first happened, I was talking to Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser the morning after it happened. We had no idea what was ahead of us. Nobody had any idea. So when it comes to the 15 years later, do we still know the impacts of the Deepwater Horizon blowout?
I think we know a lot of the impacts, but I think we're still learning more. The more we're able to compile the data that we've had and the fact that there are still some of the impacts we're still seeing, and we don't know exactly how long some of them may persist.
Will we ever?
I think we will. There's been oil spills in the past that have been well studied. There was a spill in the early 70s in off of Cape Cod that, you know, they were still finding impacts up to 30, 40 years later of that spill. So it really depends on the system. You know, different systems are more susceptible than others. And, you know, the magnitude of this spill is something that was somewhat unprecedented. We'll have to see exactly how long some of these impacts persist.
You know, one thing I learned as I speak to you here is that when we were talking about tar balls washing up on the beach and so forth. Is it Dr. Roberts, by the way?
Yes, it was.
Well, Dr. Roberts, one thing that I did learn about tar, you know, is tar balls, that oil is constantly seeping up from the lake, and I think a lot of people didn't realize that. Certainly nothing like the Deepwater Horizon. What are some of the things that the Deepwater Horizon revealed to the general public that perhaps you knew that other people didn't? Things like that.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that, you know, one of the reasons why oil and gas is located here is because we have these natural seeps that are offshore. Some of the most productive oil lands on the planet are located in this area. But oil is part of this environment. One of the things that we learned is that when you take soil samples from the marsh, that most of the marsh has some low levels of oil history in its exposure. You know, some of that is from the oil that's in this area. Some of it is from the human activities that are here. That's just part of where we are. I mean, you know, we have an oil spill coordinator's office for a reason. I think that sometimes it takes these really large events for people to realize, you know, something that's kind of going on in the background all the time.
nothing of that scope has happened since, right? Even close to it?
No, nothing of that scope has happened since.
And could that be cause and effect because of some of the things that were put into place after this happened?
Well, I think every time an incident of this magnitude or close to this magnitude happens, obviously there's a lot of precautions and things that take place. I mean, there have been events that happened, and actually the whole research program that was developed, the Gulf of Mexico Research Initiative, or GOMRI, which was a 10-year, $500 million research program to investigate the impacts of the spill, you know, that network of scientists that was together allowed us to respond quickly to events. In 2013, there was a gas platform blowout. And because we had this coordinated network of scientists, we were able to get out there and look at what the impacts were, you know, within 36 to 48 hours after that occurred. So I think we've learned a lot from that. But, you know, there are things that incidents that happen, nothing nearly of this magnitude. Obviously, I think there's a lot of increased safeguards that have been put in place. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't mean that we're not going to see another incident happen in the future.
Well, let me take a break. We come back. We'll talk about the money the researchers received after that disaster, how important it was to figuring out the impacts, and just greater knowledge of the Gulf in general and some of the impacts on the coast, plants, animals, and ecosystems. We're talking with Dr. Brian Roberts, Executive Director and Chief Scientist at LUMCON, Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. 15th anniversary of the BP blowout, the oil just gushed into the Gulf for 87 days, if you remember those times. It was certainly different. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Brian Roberts, Executive Director and Chief Scientist at Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, 15th anniversary of the BP Horizon disaster and 87 days of oil pouring into the Gulf. Doctor, when it comes to things that changed forever, that will never be the same as a result of this, what are some of those things, if there are any?
Yeah, I think there are. I mean, you know, one thing you have to recognize is that, you know, the extent of the oiling was really extensive. So there's over 1,300 miles of Gulf shoreline that was oiled. Almost 700 of that was wetlands. And over 200 of those had moderate to heavy oiling, and 95% of those wetlands are in Louisiana. And Louisiana, we know, is losing land at a very rapid rate. And the oil that came ashore, you know, some places reported getting oil up to 100 meters or almost 300 feet away from the edge. Most of it was concentrated in that 10 to 20 meter range, you know, in the 30 to 60 foot range from the edge. And where that oil was heavy, we saw very accelerated rates of land loss. Once that land is gone, I mean, the oil penetrates into the soil, it kills the roots of the plants, it can no longer trap sediment, that oil, that land then erodes away. You're not getting that back. So we saw an acceleration of land loss as a result of that oil. You know, other things may recover if they were able to make it through that initial pulse of loss. But we have a lot of these marsh that's now gone as a result of that oil spill.
Did the oil spill help you and your peers learn things that you didn't know before, that maybe there's some kind of serendipitous result?
Well, I think so. I mean, you have to recognize, I mean, there's, you know, the settlement was obviously very large. In general, in total, it was over $20 billion. And there are programs that exist now that didn't exist before. The Gulf Research Program, the National Academies of Science, you know, that program was launched with $500 million. The NOAA Restore Act Science Program is over $130 million. The Center of Excellence that are established in each of the Gulf states, that totals $130 million as well. But the real one from a research perspective is the Gulf of Mexico Research Initiative. As I mentioned, that was a 10-year program from 2010 to 2020 that was $500 million. And what that did is it funded these large consortia. So 25-plus investigators plus all their research teams were able to examine the impacts in a truly interdisciplinary way. So you can look at all the components. You know, normally, you know, people have done studies previously on the impacts of oil, and you're looking at like a plant in isolation, or you're looking at the sensitivity of a fish. But it allows you to look at things in a truly integrated way. You know, ecosystems are complicated. You know, we know oil has toxicity, and it has direct toxicity on the plants, whether you're talking on the marsh or in the water, on the invertebrates, on the vertebrates that are there, on microbes that are responsible for cycling nutrients. It has direct impacts on all those. But because those different components are all connected, if you impact the plants, that may have another impact on the invertebrates, which then may have an impact on, you know, the birds or mammals or reptiles. And so what this allowed us to do was look at things at the whole scale, and we're able to discover a lot of things about how these systems are interconnected in terms of their sensitivity to the oiling that we wouldn't be able to do if we didn't have $50 million a year being dedicated to research on this topic. And the other thing that came out of this, I would say, is that because we had all of these researchers working together, there was a lot more synthesis and talking across projects. That was the main focus of GOMRI, was to try to bring together and figure that out. And we trained a whole generation of scientists, from undergraduates to graduate students to postdocs, early career faculty, and beyond. Some of those people actually progressed throughout each of those steps while this consortium funding of 10 years was in place.
Very interesting stuff, Doctor. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Dr. Brian Roberts, Executive Director, Chief Scientist of Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, talking about the effects of the Deepwater Horizon disaster some 15 years later. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Troy Henry. He was on with Newell yesterday. We wanted to give him a chance as well. We talked to Sydney Torres last week. Now we'll get Troy Henry's side of the French Quarter garbage story when we return here on WWL.